gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Sans Stephanie, as you would have guessed.
Yeah.
Probably. This is Jim Ward, Chris Lavoy.
Hello there.
Producer, Boy Wonder. And, ironically, walking on sunshine is inappropriate this morning on this gloomy...
Yeah.
What is it, Thursday?
It is a Thursday, and it's a little gloomy for Steph today because she's had a death in the family. Her dog Puff passed away overnight,
yeah.
So that is why she is not with us. But we've got me and Jim here.
And hopefully a lot of calls.
Yes,
from, because we have no idea what we're doing. So
exactly,
for a change.
But if you want to do something in Puff's memory, we have a link in the blogs live blog section of StephanieMiller.com. Stephanie is going to be doing the ASPCA dog walk in Venice Beach, California, this Saturday. So if you're in the Los Angeles area, please come down and walk in memory of Puff. If you can't, you can become a guardian for the ASPCA, and there's a link to becoming a guardian right there in the live blog section of StephanieMiller.com, front and center there on the homepage.
Okay, then.
Yes.
So what do we do now?
I don't know. We're expecting Representative Jan Schakowsky from the great state of Illinois to be joining us in just a minute, and we're going to be talking to her about,
recipes and stuff like that. There's nothing important going on.
No.
What?
Huh?
Huh?
Torture memos?
Yeah. We're going to get to the bottom of that hole. Michigas.
Yes, and we're also going to be talking to her about these new credit card bills that are going to be going through Congress.
Not the kind of bills you get in the mail.
No.
Where they mysteriously suddenly cut your spending limit down to a dollar and raised your interest rate to about $100,000. So that's not happening anymore.
No, it's not. And also, President Obama's meeting today with executives from all kinds of credit card companies.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to get to the bottom of what's going on and how it can be stopped.
Hopefully we can get those usury laws back where you can't charge more than 10%, say.
Yeah,
which
hopefully.
Would make sense.
Hopefully.
Looks like Jan Schakowsky is here.
Jan Schakowsky is here.
How, gee, what luck that someone would call just as we're about to talk about things like torture memos. Representative Schakowsky.
Hi.
Hi, it's Jim Ward.
And Chris Lavoy here.
Hi.
Yeah, I suppose you heard that Stephanie's dog Puff passed away overnight.
I'm such a dog person. I feel terrible for her.
Yeah.
Was he old? Or she?
She was about 13 or 14,
yeah.
I believe.
For a big dog, that's pretty old.
It was a great, Puff was a great Pyrenees.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I had a Great Dane who lasted to about 12.
But
big dogs don't stick around very long.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but we have some big doings going on in D.C. with these torture memos or enhanced interrogation memos.
It's really something, isn't it?
Yeah.
But this and they're still at it, you know, going around and saying that it's dangerous to stop torturing people.
Right.
And that we ought to continue torturing people. And, as if torture is a policy choice. Like, should we torture? It's a good thing. You know, it's just to even have that conversation.
Well, of course, Dick Cheney is claiming that he's got this secret information, the stuff that shows that it actually did work and all the great useful information we got out of torturing. I'm thinking that's a load of BS.
You know, I think it is, but part of me says, and that's totally beside the point.
Mm-hmm.
We know that there are, it's possible, you know, if you're going to slam somebody continuously against a wall and put bugs in a casket-like box with that person.
Right.
They might come up with something useful. That's not impossible. But we don't do that. And we have a long and proud history starting with George Washington who said, don't torture the troops. But there's huge downsides. Like, the whole world hates us for doing that.
Right.
And we're total hypocrites for condemning other nations for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And that why, you know, sometimes tea and crumpets will get you information,
right,
too.
Exactly.
Sure, absolutely.
You know? And actually, the FBI, who has the experts in doing standard interrogations that really work, you know, pulled out entirely from that torture interrogation program or the enhanced interrogation techniques. They wouldn't do it. They quit. They said, no way. We have nothing to do with this. And in the meantime, one of their best interrogators was actually getting a lot of information from Abu Zubaydah, one of the guys who was waterboarded, before he was whisked away by the CIA to a black site and tortured.
And what do you make of the picture seems to be emerging that they started torturing when they realized that their justification for the Iraq war was completely falling apart. So they wanted to, they didn't care so much that if the information they got was true, as long as they could point to that and say, aha, look, see, there's a connection between Saddam Hussein and Al-Qaeda, which is complete nonsense, as we all know.
Well, you know, I don't know. I think that there was inside the White House this paranoia about this about these Islamic jihadists, and that you know these people were not you know the other, so not us that we could do this to them. You know, I don't know exactly where they were going with this. Certainly they wanted to prove that there was a ticking time bomb that justified these kinds of extreme measures, that if they didn't do that, we might be subject to another 9/11-like attack. This was before the war in Iraq that they started doing this. This was when we were, you know, in Afghanistan still. So I think that they just re-engineered this this program that had been used to train our soldiers, called the I can't even remember what it stands for, the SEER program, said, you know, we're going to try and train our soldiers so that they will be able to withstand torture. Instead, they turned it into the torture program.
Reverse engineered it to go the other way. But there were reports that George Bush wanted to invade Iraq all along, even before he got into office. And that they obviously were using 9/11 to justify everything, including destroying the Fourth Amendment and...
and spying on Americans.
And let me get your take on a lot of people in the media are saying that President Obama has done a flip-flop with you know these with investigations into who authorized the torture memos and whatnot. What's your take on that? Do you think he did a flip-flop or is he being consistent?
You know, I'm not sure that those who are speaking for him accurately portrayed the position that he took. Whatever, I'm very, very happy, one, that he released the memos altogether, and two, that now, while he has assured those who, who asked and thought they were doing the legal thing, that they're not going to be prosecuted, that otherwise he was going to turn that over to the Attorney General if there are prosecutions, and has talked about some sort of an additional investigation. Now, you know, I think that Congress, frankly, has a duty to move forward. I'm on the Intelligence Committee. I chair the Oversight and Investigation Subcommittee. I personally feel an obligation to, you know, follow this where it may take us, not do a witch hunt, but, you know, look into this. And I also think that there is an educational piece that that we Americans, all of us, need to know how this happened. How did we get to the place that we're torturing people?
Right, so we can prevent it from ever happening again.
We can't, you know, impunity is a really dangerous thing. Maybe not tomorrow or the next day, because Barack Obama has ended the program of doing this. But, you know, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, some president says it's an emergency, we need to do that. They look back to the Bush administration and say, well, they did it. Nothing happened. Nobody paid a price. Let's go ahead and use those techniques. No, I mean, you know, we made a huge mistake during World War II incarcerating Japanese Americans. That's been acknowledged. There's been, not
reparations.
And so the United States of America made a mistake. That's been acknowledged. If we don't at least expose this to the point where people understand how dangerous it was, you know, I mean, here's the other thing. Not only do you get a lot of false information, but if those people are subjected to any kind of legal process, the prosecution could be thrown out because the information was garnered by torture.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
So we work against ourselves by doing that.
What do you think of Elizabeth de la Vega, the former federal prosecutor, saying that if he were to, President Obama were to appoint a special prosecutor, that it would be creating a black hole so that all the information would be, you know, thrown in the oubliette and people could claim, well, I can't talk about that. There's an ongoing investigation, that it might be better just to get all the information out there.
Well, I've been talking to the staff and people on the intelligence committee and mm-hmm. the hopes that we can go forward. This is all sorting itself out.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, one of the frustrations of being, for example, on the intelligence committee is we can't discuss
right,
what we learned.
Of course.
But we can have open hearings, and that's the other mm-hmm. thing I've talked to the staff about, that mm-hmm. I want some of these hearings at least. There may be portions where witnesses say, you know, I can only discuss this with you in closed session,
right.
But at least even then the American people would know what we're talking about, and there's
right.
a lot that can be said in public
mm-hmm.
now that the memos have been published.
And hopefully it wouldn't just be on C-SPAN 3, maybe
yeah.
a little
right.
more.
Are there any open hearings scheduled, or you're working on that still?
I'm working on that
okay.
to have open hearings. And, you know, I mean, these memos are just, have you read them? They're really chilling.
Hmm.
They're real, and anybody can read them. They're online.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where would people find that?
Well, you know what? They can just Google it.
Okay.
And they'll
mm-hmm.
find torture memos, and
right.
they'll pop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Representative Jan Schakowsky, we thank you for joining us this morning and putting up with the fill-ins.
Well, thank you. And my condolences to Stephanie.
All right. We will send your condolences to her. Thank you so
thank
much for joining
so
us,
much.
Representative Schakowsky of
okay,
the great state
guys.
Of Illinois.
Thanks,
okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good to know that she's on the Intelligence
yeah.
Committee, and she is on it.
They're on the case.
Yes.
And there are some other people who had to... thing or two to say about that. Hillary Clinton, I believe, had...
No one will be prosecuted who acted within the four corners of the legal advice that was given, following that advice, to perform any function that that person believed was legal. However, those who formulated the legal opinions and gave those orders should be reviewed.
Who would that be? Do we know anyone who could be possibly affiliated with that? Let's see. Who was giving orders in those days?
Would that be the commander-in-chief?
Me and Cheney?
Yeah, exactly. And also, Representative John Conyers has some plans for hearings on Capitol Hill.
We want to know who suggested to the president that torture is legal and okay.
Yep.
Well, John Yoo comes to mind.
Yeah.
He was the guy who suggested that crushing a baby's genitals in front of its parents would be a good way to get the parents to talk, basically to say anything to get them to stop doing that. That he actually said that.
Yeah.
Does he have kids?
I don't know.
You should call Child Services if he does.
But that's you?
That's
bastard.
Twisted.
You,
yeah, there you
bastard.
Go.
Exactly. It is 20 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the Stephanie Miller Show. Steph is not here today because she lost her dog Puff overnight. And
yeah.
So Jim and I are filling in for her. We'll have much more on Torture Memos next, plus your calls. We need lots
yeah.
of your calls. 1-800-STEPH-12.
That's is it raining where you are?
That's 1-800-STEPH-12. We'll be right back here on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, my God, I am already having a fantastic time.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is the Stephanie Miller Show. It is 24 minutes after the hour. This is obviously not Stephanie Miller. Stephanie had a death in the family overnight. Her dog
yeah.
Puff passed away. And so Jim and Chris are filling in for
the
her.
Lunatics are running the asylum.
Oh,
once
boy.
Again.
Please pray
and,
for us and call us.
We called. We asked for calls.
Yes.
And look at the board is just, it's got smoke coming out of its ears.
1-800-STEPH-12. That's 1-800-STEPH-12. Let's go to Shirley in Phoenix. Shirley, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hey, Shirley.
Hi, Jim and I. I just wanted to make it clear that we didn't torture these. I'm not going to say we. They didn't torture these guys for the safety of the country.
Mm-hmm.
They tortured them to fit the crime to go into Iraq to connect Al Qaeda to Saddam Hussein.
Exactly.
Now we need to repeat that. That is so disgusting. People died for a political reason. We have to keep repeating that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that makes me sick. We tortured these guys to give them a reason to go into Iraq, just like Bush wanted to paint that UN plane.
Yes, right. Yes.
So we need to repeat that as well. And Condoleezza Rice was implicated today, and I love it.
Yeah, the dominoes are all falling. Talking about the plane, that was when Tony Blair and George Bush discussed the possibility of painting a U-2 spy plane.
Thank you.
In what was it? UN colors?
Yeah.
Of the, okay.
Just to go ahead and
as a reason
have
to
the bomb and
yeah.
Give them another
and
reason.
What sort of a Francis Gary Powers situation? He always thought that the plane was actually not the U-2 plane he flew was not shot down, but that there had been a bomb planted on board in Pakistan.
So
he never
really
believed that.
I'm really sick at my stomach. Mm-hmm. Torture should not be. But this is torture. They took the Chinese thing, and what it was the Chinese thing was to get false information.
Right. So for
and
a
I
show
love
trial.
You guys, my sympathy mm-hmm. to Stephanie. I know what it's like to live to lose a loved one.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. We'll pass along.
And I love you guys.
Oh, we love you too,
love you
Shirley.
Right back.
Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye bye.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah, and reports are coming out this morning that Condi Rice, John Ashcroft, and other top Bush administration officials approved as early as the summer of 2002 the CIA's use at secret prisons.
That would be a year before
right,
he went to Iraq.
Right. Harsh interrogation methods, including mm-hmm. waterboarding. And, Attorney General Eric Holder has described that as illegal torture.
Mm-hmm. And they were getting information out of these guys by more conventional methods, and then decided that to, you know, put the...
they needed a reason to go into Iraq.
Screws on.
Yeah,
right, exactly. They desperately... Because everything else is falling apart. The
right.
Yellow Cake story, the weapons of mass destruction, all of that was not panning out for them. So they needed to get some false confessions to justify going into Iraq.
Yep.
Janice Karpinski was on Keith last night. Well, not literally. You know what I mean.
Was on Keith Olbermann's show. Countdown with Keith Olbermann last night.
And she was hopping mad. Caroline in Akron wants to talk about that. Hello, Caroline.
Hi.
Caroline.
Yeah, I was loving it listening to her. I mean, I felt badly for her, but she was talking about the two individuals who were still in jail, I believe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she was saying how, okay, at the time they said, you know, you guys did wrong, blah, 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 we're putting you in jail. And she said, oh, okay, now Cheney's saying that it wasn't wrong. And she said, well, where was he when they were prosecuting these people? You know, why are they still in jail then? If now he says that torture, you know, we didn't torture and blah, 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 or what we did was necessary. And
okay, well, it sounds like he should be in prison, too.
That's right.
That's what I'm thinking. Thanks, Caroline.
You are listening to the Stephanie Miller Show. It's 28 minutes after the hour. Stephanie is not here today because she her dog Puff passed away overnight. So you've got Jim and Chris with you. We'll be talking more about the torture memos next.
You bet.
Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Ugh, look at these crow's feet. My God, you stay up past 7:30 and you pay for it in the morning.
Don't we know
That's
it.
The Chris LaVoie story, right?
7:30.
Oh, my God.
Actually, it's 33 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the Stephanie Miller Show. Without Stephanie Miller, she is taking a day off today because she lost her dog Puff overnight.
Yeah.
And if you'd like to do something in Puff's memory, we have a link in the live blog section right there front and center on the homepage of stephaniemiller.com. You can become a guardian with the ASPCA. Hmm. And if you're in the Los Angeles area, you can walk with Stephanie at the ASPCA event in Venice Beach this coming Saturday.
It's a good thing to do on a Saturday anyway, go down to Venice Beach.
Absolutely. We're talking about torture memos right now, and mm-hmm. We have some people who want to talk about it at 1-800-STEPH-12. That's 1-800-STEPH-12.
Please call. So we don't have to reveal how incompetent we are.
No, yeah, exactly.
Steve in Chicago wants to talk about international courts versus domestic. That sounds interesting. Chicago.
Good morning.
Chicago.
Good morning. My condolences to Steph there.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking in question when we get to prosecuting, I certainly support the prosecution of John Yoo and Alberto Gonzalez and however far up the chain it goes. I guess question one is, we can't charge them with just giving bad legal advice. Mm-hmm. What legal structure do we have to charge them, and would we be better off just handing these people to the international court? Try these guys for war crimes. You know, we're going to make it completely apolitical. We're not going to even do it within our own country, but, you know, we're going to fly you guys on a private, unlabeled plane in the middle of the night.
In stress positions,
to,
yeah.
In stress positions to Brussels, and let those guys.
Oh, I'd love that.
But really, I mean, what legal, that's the question I have, and I really, you know, the representative of Illinois, would have been nice. You know, what structure do we have for prosecuting them? What would we charge them with?
That's a very good question. I'm not quite sure how you do that. Might be maybe there's a loophole somewhere where you're allowed to arrest somebody in the middle of the night and put them in chains and send them on a plane to Brussels. I'm not sure I want to live in a country that does that.
Yeah.
But,
you know, that's probably just as bad as torture.
Yeah, we can't lower ourselves to their level. Certainly.
Exactly.
So yeah. That's the whole point of the whole thing. We as Americans, we don't do that.
And
we endanger our own troops.
Exactly.
That's the biggest thing. How does someone put together in their mind, I support the troops, but I support doing something that will cause my own troops to be tortured and killed later on? Because any other country, you can just go, well, you did this, so why can't we?
Exactly. All right. Thanks, Steve. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Also, another thing to consider, which has been mentioned, we have someone who's being held captive in Iran right now.
Yes, an Iranian-American journalist.
Yes, and former Miss something or other. I can't remember. She was
Did I hear she was from North Dakota or something?
Yes,
like that?
So was it. One of the Dakotas.
Yeah.
I believe, but,
yeah.
Yeah, but she's been tried and accused of espionage. And as long as we're torturing people, it's going to be hard to convince people like the Iranians that they shouldn't as well. So that's another thing to consider.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
We are taking some more calls. 1-800-STEPH-12. That's 1-800-STEPH-12.
Let's talk to Max in Los Angeles. He has something to say about the Third Reich. Hey, Max, how you doing?
Good morning, guys. Two points I want to make. I watch a lot of shows on History Channel and Military Channel about the Third Reich, and as bad as Saddam Hussein, Bin Laden, and Al-Qaeda are, we didn't torture those guys, and they were far more evil than this group we're up against. And if we didn't torture them, we don't need to torture the guys today. But the bigger point is, I watched the disgraceful John Ensign last night on Chris Matthews defending the torture, and I don't understand why, when these people are defending this or minimizing this, the media never follows up with them. The question, so you would accept this as universal treatment of our prisoners? Would you accept this as the standard practice for military interrogations everywhere? I would bet they wouldn't.
Yeah, but you know what? The standard right-wing argument, you know, I watch a lot of Fox News, so you don't have to. They say, you know, these people want to kill us, so we need to do anything we can to them. That is the standard right-wing argument.
That is their standard argument. But, again, if you put it back to them, so would you find this acceptable with our guys? What are they going to say? Are they going to say that, yes, they would? They're not going to say that. And that's what blows the hole in their argument. Of course, I mean, they're not going to ever admit that.
Well, yeah.
But I don't understand why the mainstream media, the Chris Matthews of the world who are in position to ask these questions, don't do it.
Yeah, it's
very sad.
I don't think they think the way normal people do. These people are bad. If we do worse things to them, then we win somehow.
I guess.
They're not thinking another step ahead, and argument would probably fall on deaf ears. The idea that would be, whoops, yikes, okay. All right, thanks for your call. It's just stunning. Trying to argue with someone like that on a rational basis.
Right.
It's like, but they're bad people, they want to kill us.
Yes.
Yes. That doesn't justify us being as bad as they are, especially when we can get information out of them without doing those things. And where does the cycle stop?
Right.
If you keep escalating.
Exactly. You know, the United States does not torture. End of story.
We should set an example for the rest of the world.
Absolutely. All right, let's take another call. Maureen in Minneapolis, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Maureen.
Hi. My condolences to Stephanie. I just wanted to say the whole flip-flopping thing is a non-issue, and it's a Republican talking point dating back to Kerry's candidacy. What we need to rephrase it as, flexibility is good, stubbornness is bad.
Exactly.
Bush was praised for holding strongly to his values, but when you hold stubbornly to wrong-headed values exactly. based on bad information, that's just foolish.
Right. It's the president's job to be able to adapt to different circumstances and to different intelligence that we gather.
Absolutely.
And it's... Oh, sorry,
organisms that can't adapt die.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's Darwinian science, and Republicans don't believe in that, so that argument will not
well,
apply.
The far right doesn't
That's true,
that.
Yeah. But plus, delegating authority to the Justice Department makes perfect sense.
Absolutely. The president can't get involved in something partisan like that.
Right.
It is holder's responsibility.
And
so.
Obama can be above the fray.
Yeah, but I just wish I was hearing last night all across the media about is he flip-flopping? And it's like that is a non-argument as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly. Yeah, right. He's adapting, not flip-flopping.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you.
Okay,
thank you,
Maureen. Thanks for calling, Maureen. We're taking your calls here on the Stephanie Miller Show, 1-800-STEPH12. That's 1-800-STEPH12.
We're not out yet? Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
let's see. Lavender Pit in Tucson wants to talk about Nazi UFOs.
UFOs?
That's a little different.
Isn't that something that went on in the last Indiana Jones movie?
Yes, exactly.
You know, they mentioned that. We were watching the History Channel like that other fella was, and the credits opened up for Nazi UFOs, and we just started braying laughter on the couch. And it made me think, you know, the really evil, crazy, awful regimes that would do something like torture are exactly the kind of whack jobs that would believe in Nazi UFO type stuff.
Right.
Because evil really does carry the seeds of its own destruction, and we can see it coming because the seeds look like the crazy. But I have to tell you, it was almost as good as the monster fish stories we were watching on the Sports Channel.
Monster fish stories?
Yeah, 14-foot lake trout. And
yikes.
Stuff like that.
Are they like nuclear fish?
Exactly.
Be so lucky?
They're near the Springfield reactor.
I prefer to live in a world where there are not the UFOs and 14-foot lake trout.
With three eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
Please, that would be great.
All right, thanks for calling, Lavender Pit. You know who's really, really upset over the torture memos? Senator Carl Levin, and he had something to say about it yesterday.
These are 230 pages of facts as to how abusive techniques were used. What I consider to be abominable legal opinions were written to justify those techniques.
And Senator Carl Levin also has an idea of who should be doing the investigating and prosecuting of those people who wrote the torture memo.
They're the ones who are, by constitution, by law, the ones who decide what remedies, if any, should be taken or sought against whom.
And Senator Patrick Leahy, who has been very vocal in wanting to prosecute those who authorized torture, had something to say.
I'm not out just to hang a lot of scalps on the wall. I want to know exactly what happened so that it won't happen again.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes. You're listening to the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie is not...
Sounds Stephanie.
Yeah, she's not here today because she had a death in the family. Her dog Puff passed away overnight. So if you'd like to do something in Puff's memory, we have a link to the ASPCA in the live blog section right there front and center on the homepage of stephaniemiller.com. This is Jim and Chris in for Stephanie. We'll be right back here with more of your calls. 1-800-STEPH12. That's 1-800-STEPH12 right here on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Wow, that was cool!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to the Stephanie Miller Show. It's 47 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH12 is the phone number. Stephanie is not here today, as you probably know, because her dog Puff passed away overnight. So if you'd like to do something special for Puff, there's a link to the ASPCA in the live blog section of stephaniemiller.com. Jim and Chris are with you today.
Yes, the boys have taken over. We're lighting our farts and doing boy stuff.
No, not really. We're talking about the torture memos, of course, because that is the big news of the week. And the the far right people are just getting really, really apoplectic and scared and pretty much everything else. Here's what Dick Cheney had to say on Hannity last night.
What the Obama people are doing, in effect, is saying, well, we don't need those tough policies that we had. Now, that says either they didn't work, which we know is not the case, they did work. They kept us safe for 7 years, or that now somehow the threat's gone away. There's no longer a threat out there. We don't have to be as tough and aggressive as the Bush administration was. I think that's a mistake. I think that's a misreading of the circumstances we find ourselves in.
Except that he said nothing of the kind.
Right.
And the absence of another terror attack doesn't prove that torture worked.
Exactly.
That's completely illogical.
That's Dick Cheney trying to cover his ass and rewrite history.
And he's terrified that they're going to come after him.
And he's a bit of a bastard.
Well, there's that.
Oh, okay. And John McCain spoke about the torture memos yesterday.
We prosecute individuals for providing their best recommendation for President of the United States. It'll have a chilling effect from now on.
Now, is he talking about the lawyers who advised the Bush administration that it was okay to do that?
Yeah.
That seems odd, coming from a guy who was himself tortured and knows.
Right, and says that waterboarding is torture.
Yeah.
He said that back in 2007.
Huh.
Yeah.
John McCain's flip-flopping. Huh. That's
well,
weird.
Yeah. Okay. Representative Pete Hoekstra from the great state of Michigan.
And we're going to have a CIA that, once again, is a bureaucracy that's unwilling to take risks, and it's not going to be in a position to give us the information that we need to keep America safe.
By taking risks, you mean torturing people.
That's risky in and of itself.
Let's see the evidence that it worked.
Yeah.
Again, the absence of another terror attack does not mean torture worked.
Right.
In fact, there's a lot of evidence that it does the opposite. If, however, you're not trying to get a real confession, but a false one to justify something like, say an illegal war based on nothing, based on lies, then, yeah, it works in that case.
Yeah, exactly.
We got our war.
Yes.
Yay.
Stephanie in Madison, Wisconsin wants to talk about prosecutions. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi there, Chris. And,
hello.
And Jim. Hello there, guys. First of all, my love goes out to my namesake sister.
Yeah, thank you.
Give her big hugs from me. We really need to prosecute whomever we can possibly prosecute if it's justified, because even, possibly having these, so-called truth and reconciliation hearings or whatever, to really have an effect and to say that we're a nation of laws and expect other people to follow the law, we need to use our own laws. And as far as those attorneys are concerned, I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but you'd think that they could possibly be prosecuted for advising people to break the law, or if you've heard people mention malpractice. And when you waterboard somebody 160 some or 180 times or whatever, it's beyond doing it for any practical purposes. It's just pure vengeance.
Yeah, and it's fishing for information.
Right. Well, fishing for false information.
False information.
They wanted to justify going into Iraq, so they wanted to get some confession from somebody saying there was a link between Saddam Hussein and al-Qaeda, which,
right,
of course, there wasn't.
So they felt the need to waterboard 183 times in 1 month.
Just to hear what they wanted to hear, which is exactly what the Chinese did to our guys during the Korean War for their show trials.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, they've basically rendered these guys totally incompetent, because they're now crazy. I mean, they've destroyed them mentally, as far as what I understand. They wouldn't be able to participate in their own trials. I mean, it's just insane. And I'm so glad you brought up Roxana Saberi, too, because that's a very frightening situation. I mean, it really is.
Who was that again, Jim?
Let me see, which one was that now?
Roxana Saberi,
Iranian journalist.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I forgot her name.
Yes,
I know.
Fargo, North Dakota is where she's from.
Okay.
She was Minnesota, I think. It's a horrible situation.
Awful, yeah.
Yeah, she needs to be kept front and center. No. There hasn't been enough reporting.
In terms of prosecuting these guys, though, there is that argument by Elizabeth de la Vega, the former federal prosecutor, says that if they were to appoint a special prosecutor or a grand jury, that would give people cover not to talk about it because there's an ongoing investigation and everything would go down the rat hole like the Scooter Libby thing did.
Exactly.
I mean, obviously I want to see these guys prosecuted, but I think it might be more important to get all the information out there to let everyone know exactly what our country was doing.
Right. And having the information be verified. So they could, I wonder if they could do the information and the truth and reconciliation first and then do the prosecutions. Or have another, you know, even if we don't do the prosecutions, have another country, such as Spain or some other country, do it because of the whole idea of universal jurisdiction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That would make Bill O'Reilly's head explode.
I would love to see that.
Yes.
That would be great.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for your call, Stephanie. We appreciate it. Speaking of the people on Fox News, Fred Barnes doesn't like Senator Patrick Leahy very much.
Pat Leahy, the senator from Vermont, is one of the most partisan people in the history of politics, and certainly in Congress today. And what he wants is to criminalize policy differences over what's torture and what isn't.
Policy differences.
And have show trials to put the Bush administration and the way it fought the war on terror on trial. I think that's exactly the wrong thing to do. I think it's not what President Obama has said. That's not what he wants to do, that he wants to move forward and so on. But then you get to the second problem. What does President Obama want?
Shut up.
He's been very clear.
Exactly.
Just pay attention to him.
Show trials are where you get people to confess to things they didn't do for political ends. We're trying to get to the truth here.
Right, exactly.
Just
because your guys are on trial does not make it a show trial, Fred.
Yeah.
Get that through your thick skull.
Your laughter is getting more nervous by the day. I love that.
And speaking of nervous laughter, here's Bill O'Reilly from last night.
This whole deal is a ghastly charade. The New York Times throwing around words like gruesome and brutal to describe waterboarding in cold rooms. The dishonesty is staggering. So it is time for President Obama to stand up and show some leadership. No witch hunts, Mr. President. You have enough to do keeping us safe from another attack and fixing the economy.
Yes.
If you don't stand up to the far-left lunacy, this country will be greatly damaged.
The far-left lunacy of the Justice Department?
Yeah, exactly. A majority of the people in the United States, Mr. O'Reilly, are for looking into what the hell went on.
And Obama's doing exactly what you want him to do. And he is letting the Justice Department do what it does. That is, administer justice to these guys.
Oh, yeah, and let's finish up here with a little bit of Hannity.
Now, we learned today that President Obama's own director of national intelligence thinks that the previous administration's interrogation techniques saved lives. But still, the White House is considering prosecuting those who kept us safe, and they haven't released the documents that prove just how effective they were.
He's getting screechier and screechier. His voice gets higher and higher. He's going to be almost like the Schloss. He begins going,
All right, let's see those documents. Sure, let's see them.
Yeah, we'd love to. We'd love to.
Yeah. They don't exist is what I'm thinking.
No. Richard in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Richard.
Hey, I got a real different spin on this, and I've always believed, given our history of local police departments brutalizing our own citizens and the CIA tapping our phones, i.e., you know, the King debacle and everything else that's gone on in our checkered history of all this, I've always assumed they do it anyway. So I've always looked at this as another miscalculation with Bush-Cheney in terms of they could have done it anyway, but they made it public at the time thinking it was political, you know, we're keeping you safe and all this stuff. So now it's come back full circle to really bite them in the behind, just another colossal miscalculation again. So, again, I'm kind of a cynic, and I've always believed that phones can be tapped, people can be tortured. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have evidence of this. People get knocked around all the time in interrogation rooms and local police departments and in the big cities. So let's not kid ourselves. Torture happens to our own citizens.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my little spin on this, another colossal miscalculation, thinking they got political points way back, you know, in 04, 05, and now it's come back to bite them big time.
Yep. We're going out. Okay.
Yeah.
Damn, I had this brilliant comment, but I'll save it for later.
Okay, yeah. Well, we'll hear Jim's brilliant comment.
Assuming my brain cells are still
coming up after the top of the hour here. You're listening to the Stephanie Miller Show with Jim and Chris. In for Stephanie. right here on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah,
yes.
We do. You're listening to The Stephanie Miller Show, and Steph is not here today.
So as you may have surmised by the testosterone wafting through your radio.
You've got Jim Ward and me, Chris Lavoy, in for Stephanie. Stephanie lost her dog, Puff, last night. So if you'd like to do something in Puff's memory, we have a link in the live blog section of stephaniemiller.com to the ASPCA. Become a guardian with the ASPCA, why don't you? And also, if you're in the Los Angeles area, Steph will be doing the ASPCA dog walk at Venice Beach on Saturday, and we also have that information not only in the calendar section of stephaniemiller.com, but also right there in the live blog section. So, won't you do something in Puff's memory, please?
Yeah.
Yeah. All this morning, we have been talking about the torture memos. Mm-hmm. We talked to Representative Jan Schakowsky last hour. And if you missed that interview, we're going to be playing it again in hour three.
Yay.
A little bit of padding, because we don't know what the hell we're doing.
And that's when we open the bar here.
Yeah.
At 8:45.
A breakfast cocktail, maybe? But
Keith Richards, vodka, it's not just for breakfast. This is bonus juice. It's a balanced meal.
Wow. You knew that was coming. Yes, I did. Okay, but in the meantime, let's check some news you don't want to lose, shall we?
Yippee! It's time for stand-up news. And now, here's anchor person Stephanie Miller.
Thank you. I'm only here today. Tell your friends.
Well, you're here every day. But
well, I'm here every day, but I don't do this every day. I'm not very good at this. All right. 2 days after defending waterboarding, Joe Lieberman, senator from the great state of Connecticut, now claims he is strongly opposed to it.
Flip.
Yeah,
flop.
Exactly.
Flip.
In a letter to President Obama yesterday, Senators John McCain and Lindsey Graham and Joe Lieberman asked him to resist prosecuting Bush administration officials who wrote legal memos authorizing torture. Pursuing such prosecutions would, we believe, have serious negative effects. But in the past, Lieberman has defended the use of waterboarding in select situations. You want to be able to use emergency tech to try and get the information out of that person, adding that it is not like putting burning coals on people's bodies.
No.
The person is in no real danger. The impact is psychological. We went to Joe Lieberman for some comment.
I've always been strongly opposed to waterboarding, and by always I mean since about 12 hours ago when John and Lindsay suggested I add my name to their open letter to the president, begging him not to prosecute the lawyers who authorized so-called torture. And by strongly opposed, I mean open to suggestion, by which I mean if it were suggested to me that if I were more likely to be reelected if I engaged in juvenile macho posturing whenever the words terrorism, 9/11, or Muslim are mentioned, I would do that. If, on the other hand, it were suggested to me that I might be perceived as a weak sister, lily-livered, namby-pamby, coke-pink, homo-French-loving pansy if I opposed, say, crushing the genitals of young children to get their parents to confess to, well, anything, then I immediately would jump to John Yoo's defense and claim that said infant's testicles were actually terrorist sleeper cells, you know, depending on which way the wind is blowing. Anybody know what Ned Lamont thinks about this stuff? Whatever it is, I agree with him. Or not. Oh, Barbara Boxer just kicked me in the nads with her pointy Manolo Blahniks.
Oh.
Don't worry. The impact is only psychological.
Yeah! Mommy!
Oh, dear.
That sounded a little more than psychological.
Yeah, just a little bit. At least he didn't have a red-hot poker.
He didn't have hot coals.
Yes.
So it's anything beyond, you know, up to the edge of hot coals is just fine, according to Lieberman.
That's
today.
Right. All right, that's stand-up news for the day.
Yes, what truncated stand-up news.
Yeah, what does she usually say here? I have no idea.
Something your friends tell your...
Tell your friends. Tell your parents.
And,
teabag your president.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah. And if you want more of that, Jim Ward Falderall, someone says.
That's right.
Check out Jim Ward's Apocryphal But True, for which there is a title ad on the Stephanie Miller website, stephaniemiller.com. And we have new content up now.
Really?
For example, a new feature called Holy Guacamole, a little religious corner thing, and a queen. Her Majesty's, I forget what we're calling it, but it's really filthy, so not for the kids.
And not for air.
Warning. Not, oh no, not for
really?
Work. Oh yeah. So check it out. And when you buy the album, you get the extended EP dance mix version of It's a Blunderful Life. So, check into that.
Very cool. All right, we're talking about the torture memos today. We talked to Representative Jan Schakowsky about that a little bit earlier, and she told us a little bit about what Congress is doing to get down to the bottom of who authorized torture. Let's go to your phone calls, 1-800-STEPH-12. That's 1-800-STEPH-12.
David Madison has something to say about a Gene Wilder film. How does this relate to this topic? Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Hey, well, you guys are doing great.
Thanks.
Sorry to butt Stephanie's dog.
Yeah.
You know, we really feel for her. It sounds like Lieberman was for torture before he was against
it. Exactly.
I didn't know. But there, I found something that was actually positive about torture. You guys remember the Gene Wilder, Richard Pryor movie where they're in the prison in the South and they're trying to break Gene Wilder because he's just not conforming? They throw him into a box in the sun for the next 15 days. And he gets out and he says, my 10-year-old back problem, it's cured. So there really could be, based on a good movie, something positive out
there. Torture, chiropractic, same thing.
That's right.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
All right, thanks, Dave.
Let's see. Okay. Milton in Los Angeles says we needed torture in Vietnam.
Oh, really?
See what that's all about.
Okay. I think John McCain might disagree with you.
Whoa. You,
Milton?
You on the water slide? What's the?
I'm Milton. Hi, Chris. How you doing, Jim?
Okay.
What's going on?
Well, the thing is, I'm not the brightest. I'm not the brightest individual. So I was in the Marine Corps during the Vietnam crisis, and I was on several operations, and we lost a lot of people because of the lack of information we had a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times I've been in ambushes, I've been on operations and different things like this. And, like, I wind up trying to figure out if the mean justifies the end.
Mm-hmm.
I realize that it's politically correct not to want to work in different things like this, but also I don't like sending home my friends in body bags.
Right.
And I don't like the bloodshed that we wasted over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that if you're going to fight a war, and if you're dealing with information from upper echelon individuals, I'm not talking about the line troops, but the upper echelon individuals who have something to give, I believe that that information should be extracted in order to save the lives of the individuals, dummies like me, who are on the ground fighting.
Sure. Yeah, well, the problem is a lot of the evidence suggests that it doesn't really work. You get, they'll say anything they think you want to say to get you to stop doing that. I certainly understand your point of view, having been on the ground in Vietnam, and
right.
and
thank you for your service.
Yeah, I mean it's become a cliche to say that, but we really mean it. Thanks for your call, Milton. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, obviously you want to do anything you can to prevent you and your buddies from being killed, but I just don't know that we want to cross that line.
And
does it really work? Do you really get the information that's going to save lives?
But you know what? The United States, once again, does not torture. We do not torture.
Of course, you can get into a whole discussion about the nature of war in itself. I mean, you could say, why then do we drop napalm on people with massive collateral damage? I mean, where do you draw the line? What is torture, and what is a legitimate military tactic? But that's a whole show.
Yeah, so, and that's something you could call about. 1-800-STEPH-12. That's 1-800-STEPH-12.
Let's see. Let's talk to Joe in Daytona Beach. Hey, Joe.
Hey, I'm just calling wanted to make the point that the Bush administration had credible information on the World Trade Center attacks, and I don't believe we used torture or enhanced interrogation techniques to obtain it. So I'll listen on the air. I just wanted to make that point.
Right, but what they wanted to get was illegitimate information connecting 9/11 to Saddam Hussein, which was completely bogus.
Right.
So much like the...
Because they're two very different sects of Islam.
Thanks a lot, Joe. That's what the Chinese did during the Korean War mm-hmm. for their show trials. They were torturous to our guys to say anything that they wanted them to say to, something that would put the U.S. in a bad light. They weren't really interested in getting the truth. They wanted propaganda to justify you know what I'm saying.
Just
I'm running out of steam.
Yeah. Are you okay? You having a brain-related event?
Yeah, yeah.
Like Rummy?
Jiminy Christmas, you have the show you're given, not the one you wish you had. The one you wish you had, or have the lady with the name on the show actually running the darn thing. Golly, gee willikers, jumping Jehoshaphat. My stars, land of Goshen. Oh, I missed Rummy.
I miss him so much.
Oh, maybe when he's on trial. We'll hear from him again.
Yeah. Maybe he'll just bring out a whole new batch of old man phrases.
Yeah. Oh, man. I got to start doing some research.
Yeah.
Let's see here. We have Judy in Chicago. My kind of town, Chicago is.
Hey, Judy. How you doing?
Hey, good. Thanks, guys. I just wanted to say I haven't heard anybody mention this in the last couple of days. Israel, they deal with terrorism every day. Mm-hmm. They've stopped more terrorist plots than we could ever imagine. Mm-hmm. They're picking up pieces of bodies, you know, every time there's a bus bomb. They do not torture those prisoners. They treat them really well. They treat them, befriend them to get the information, mm-hmm. and half the time they're sending them back in prisoner exchanges so they know if they don't treat them well, their guys are going to be totally tortured.
Exactly. And that's the way the FBI works as well. I mean, that's what they do. But our government didn't want the FBI involved because they didn't really want the truth.
No, as we were saying,
they wanted that connection between Saddam Hussein and 9/11, which did not exist. Thanks for your call. Let's see.
You know, Susan in Albuquerque mm-hmm. has a really good point about war profiteering. Hey, uh-huh. Susan, how you doing this morning?
I'm great. Listen, I wanted to start off by just sending my condolences out to Stephanie for her pup.
Oh, thank you.
She's in our thoughts. And I can't believe the only time I call you guys, she's not there.
I know. Sorry about that. You get the mooks.
I get the mooks, yes. So listen, a couple
consolation
things
prize.
A couple things I wanted to share with you guys. I'm thinking back way back to the 90s during the Clinton administration mm-hmm. when the Republicans used to call Hillary a congenital liar.
Right.
They make her look like a piker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the other thing I wanted to talk about, which, you know, thinking even farther back than that before I was born, whatever happened to dealing with the issues of war profiteering? Because, quite frankly, if you look back to our lovely ex-vice president's history and quite the people that he surrounds himself with, there has been a history of war profiteering during this last 8 years that I really hope gets investigated along with what's going on with torture. And also, I just got to say, I feel like I'm Alice in the Looking Glass, because how many times do we have to be told a lie? And the way they articulate it, they honestly think that we're stupid, too stupid to figure out that everything they're saying is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And my feeling is that it takes the whole patriotism that we all have for our country, and I'm not saying that they're not patriots in their own way because they obviously think they're right, but let's be clear about this. Torture is inexcusable for our country to the ninth degree, and for anyone to think otherwise, and all these people who call up on these other shows and try to make a stand that this was some way to protect our country, if you use that for your protection and you lose your liberty, then we're gone.
Right. Well, as Ben Franklin said, those who would give up their liberty for
security,
security
deserve neither.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's so clear to me and most of the people around this country. What I'm really worried about and what I think we all need to do is if we are behind this president, we need to get out and be speaking all the time.
Yep,
absolutely.
But that's the thing I'm not seeing here. I don't see people coming out from his cabinet or people coming out and really speaking out on behalf of him. We need to get behind him and and DNA is back to help him, because we are in deep trouble because of these guys.
It's coming. Just you wait.
I'm waiting. I'm not waiting, actually. I'm getting out there.
Yep, there you go. All right, Susan, thank you for your call.
You're very welcome.
You're listening to the Stephanie Miller Show. Jim and Chris are filling in for Stephanie today because she lost her dog, Puff, overnight. If you'd like to do something in Puff's memory, we have a link to the ASPCA at stephaniemiller.com. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls. 1-800-STEPH-12, right here on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Are you having a party or something?
Non-stop.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to the Stephanie Miller Show. 1-800-STEPH-12 is the phone number. That's 1-800-STEPH-12. Steph is not here today, as evidenced by the by the lack of estrogen in our voices.
We're going to talk about sports.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think about Manchester City crashing out of the UEFA Cup? Huh? How about
what?
No. Okay. Never mind.
You're talking about soccer.
Yes, of course. It's the only sport I understand.
Steph is not here because she lost her beloved dog Puff overnight, and so you've got Jim Ward and me, Chris Lavoie. Last hour we played a little soundbite from O'Reilly, just being apoplectic about this whole quote unquote witch hunt show.
That's
trial.
So unlike
thing
him.
Regarding the torture memos.
This whole deal is a ghastly charade.
Uh-huh.
With the New York Times throwing around words like gruesome and brutal to describe waterboarding in cold rooms.
Hmm.
The dishonesty is staggering. So it is time for President Obama to stand up and show some leadership. No witch hunts, Mr. President. You have enough to do keeping us safe from another attack and fixing the economy. If you don't stand up to the far-left lunacy, this country will be gravely damaged.
I think it's time to waterboard Bill O'Reilly in a cold room.
You know what?
See how he likes it.
You know what, though? Sean Hannity was talking to Charles Grodin last night.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Hannity offered to be waterboarded.
Really?
Yes.
Great. Pay-per-view event.
Yes. I'd pay cash money to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Proceeds to go to the Stephanie Miller Show.
Exactly. But Michael in Plano, Texas has something to say about Bill O'Reilly and his show trials. Hey, Michael.
Hello? Oh, hello? You there?
Hey, Michael.
There you
are. Let me take you off speakerphone. I was on hold for Ashley Madison.
Oh,
yeah,
great.
Hey, just, you know, it's kind of interesting because these guys that are obviously getting all their new talking points, apparently the memo is going out this week, because I heard O'Reilly talking yesterday about a show trial. I heard him talking about Patrick Leahy being overly partisan, and, you know, you don't want to get anybody up there being grilled by him and his partisanship. They've tried to minimize across the board. They've tried to minimize this whole torture concept as being enhanced interrogations.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because O'Reilly was on with some guy yesterday, and I can't remember who he was. He was a guy from Newsday. And he kept trying to tell O'Reilly, look, quit trying to sugarcoat it. It's torture.
Yeah, that was Ellis Hennekin. He's been on with us
right
before. Yeah.
And he was great. He
yes
was going, and O'Reilly in his bluffery was trying to bully the guy around, but he wouldn't take it.
That's right.
And
Ellis
is
great.
It was great. And the last talking point that they're all seeming to be latching on to is the fact that, or in their mind, these tactics kept us safe for 7 years.
Right. Based on what?
Based on their mind.
Yeah, no evidence of that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Michael. Thanks for your call. We're going to take more of your calls on the torture memos coming up right here after the break. You're listening to Jim Ward and Chris Lavoie filling in for Stephanie Miller on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
You know, you are some piece of work, lady.
Who you calling lady?
Yeah, it's nothing but guys. Doing manly things.
Sports.
And
throwing stuff.
Whittling.
Breaking things.
Whittling?
Chewing
Shaw, whatever it is you do with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. You're listening to the Stephanie Miller Show. 1-800-STEPH-12. That's 1-800-STEPH-12. And if you're hearing nothing but static fill in your attic, no, your mind's not playing tricks on you. Steph is not here today. She lost her dog, Puff.
Okay? Yeah.
So if you'd like to do something in Puff's memory, we have a link to the ASPCA right there, front and center, on the homepage of StephanieMiller.com. Become a guardian for them,
yeah.
Won't you?
Good idea under any circumstances.
Exactly. We've been covering torture memos all morning long, but there is another huge
yeah.
piece of news that broke yesterday. Hillary Clinton was testifying before Congress yesterday, and she said that...
That would be Secretary of State, Hillary Rodham
yes,
Clinton.
Yes, Hillary Rodham Clinton. She said that Pakistan is dangerously close to falling... To terrorists,
the Taliban.
Yeah, they're kind of surrounding the capital of Pakistan.
Yeah,
and what is really really awful about this is that Pakistan has nukes.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe we should divert a focus from Afghanistan for a while, which I think is kind of a lost cause. Unfortunately, people since Alexander the Great have been trying to conquer Afghanistan, hasn't worked. I think this is much more urgent to try to prop up whatever semblance of government there is
yeah.
in Islamabad, because if once the Taliban has nukes, we're really in deep doo-doo.
Exactly. And, Pakistan's neighbor, India, also has nukes. And
mm-hmm.
if, things are pretty tenuous between those two countries anyway.
Yeah.
And so if Pakistan falls to Taliban forces, all hell might break loose over there.
Start World War III over... A
yeah.
Led Zeppelin song.
Yeah.
Kashmir.
Exactly. Here's Hillary Clinton from yesterday's testimony.
I think that we cannot underscore the seriousness of the existential threat posed to the state of Pakistan by the continuing advances now within hours of Islamabad that are being made by a loosely confederated group of terrorists and others who are seeking the overthrow of the Pakistani state. Which is, as we all know, a nuclear-armed state.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's kind of alarming over there. Here's Hillary Clinton again from yesterday's testimony.
I don't hear that kind of outrage or concern coming from enough people that would reverberate back within the highest echelons of the civilian and military leadership of Pakistan.
Yeah, that's what she was saying yesterday, is that nobody seems to be complaining about this. So she's really trying to raise the red flag here, saying, we got a big problem over
mm-hmm.
here.
I'm not sure what exactly we're going to accomplish in Afghanistan, frankly. If we get Osama bin Laden, fine, but he's probably in Pakistan already as well, assuming he's still alive.
Yeah.
We really got to start focusing on this and start withdrawing from Iraq as soon as possible and focus on areas that
exactly.
are of real
And it
international
just,
concern.
It just underscores what a mistake it was to go into Iraq in the first
yep.
place.
Yep, we should have concentrated on that area.
Yep. Here's Hillary Clinton once again.
It's corrupt. It doesn't extend its power into
government
the countryside.
Of Pakistan.
So the government of Pakistan, however it is constituted, which is, of course, their business, not ours, must begin to deliver government services.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, they got nukes, but they don't have anything to ward off, the advancing forces of the Taliban onto the capital.
And there are a lot of people sympathetic to the Taliban within the country already. So it's
a powder keg, I dare say.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I know.
Great, something else to worry about.
Yeah, I know that's not very funny on the Stephanie Miller Show, but it really is something that we need to pay attention to.
And the world community needs to pay attention to that, not just us.
Right.
It's you can't overstate how huge a problem this is.
Yeah. All right, back to the torture memo topic. Let's go to a phone call. Let's see, Keith in Illinois. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Keith.
Gentlemen.
Hello.
I served a long time out in the Middle East with the British Army and with an Arab Army.
Oh, thank you for your service.
And I believe we've got to stop beating ourselves up over this torture stuff, ourselves, that is, but we must get a grip of our politicians to prosecute everybody, not just the people who wrote the memos.
You're talking about prosecuting people who also followed orders and carried out the torture?
Yes, there's no such thing as following orders when it is a criminal thing. I mean,
right.
Our army and military pride themselves on the military code of conduct.
Mm-hmm. Well, it failed.
Right. Well, there
it failed terribly.
There were two actually separate programs going on, the CIA and the Army programs, but they were obviously being directed from the top down because they're using the exact same techniques in different places all over the world.
The problem is that if we allow it to go on, someone can do something, some sergeant or some corporal can do something and say, oh, my colonel told me to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was the...
Get away with it.
That's what we the Nazis were saying at the Nuremberg trials.
Yes.
And we didn't allow it then.
And as much as I love your military, my wife is still serving.
Really?
She's over the age of 60 and still serving.
Wow. Is she in the theater, as they say? Or
she has been to the theater and is probably going to go again.
Wow.
Well, tell her thank her for her service.
Yeah, you're right.
Shouldn't she be knitting or something?
No. She is in a restricted, not a restricted, but a very short fall of trade in the nursing profession.
Oh, wow. Well, good for her.
But you also spoke about Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, we had three regiments in the Arab army I was in, three regiments of Baluchi soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
They come from the borders of Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
And they also lapped over into both Afghanistan and Iran.
Mm-hmm.
They are very much disenfranchised by the Pakistani government. And I agree with you, and I agree with Hillary Clinton. The Pakistan government has got to get out and start giving services to the people.
Mm-hmm.
My men used to go on leave. It would take them 7 days from the airfield to their villages.
Mm. Why?
Mostly walking.
Walking.
No roads.
Oh. Wow.
No transport. And
how can a nuclear weapon armed country not provide roads for its own people? That just
because these are Baluchis and they are the lowest of the low.
Yeah.
Baluchistan used to belong to the country that I was in the army of.
Okay.
The Sultan of Oman.
Oh right.
And was given up, probably persuaded by the British Raj to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And as they also lost Zanzibar, the island of Zanzibar, and the Sultanate down there.
Hmm.
The Baluchis disliked Pakistanis intensely.
Hmm.
It was strange to us that people coming from the... I suppose it's very much like the Scots and the English.
Sure, yes. So Pakistan was basically a country that was cobbled together out of different warring factions, basically.
Well, Pakistan was cobbled together because the majority were Muslim,
right,
and Indians. It was all one country, India,
mm-hmm,
as was over the other
East
side.
Pakistan.
East Pakistan.
What used to be East Pakistan. Bangladesh.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And got in the Queen's uncle,
yeah, mm-hmm,
went out there and sorted it out as best he could.
Right.
And made up East and West Pakistan and India.
Yep, so we should get the Malachis on our side, is that near? Use them to...
Yeah.
I don't know. The Baluchis.
Baluchis, sorry.
As I say, they're totally... They have no schools.
Yeah, that's
they
so sad.
They have very bad medicine. I mean, this is what... I call him my sultan, although I'm British-American.
Mm-hmm.
He deposed his father.
Right.
To get his people out of the 15th century, which he has done tremendously well.
Aww. All right, Keith. Well, thank you for your call, and thank you for your service.
Quite
and
education.
Our best to your wife.
Yes.
All right. You're listening to the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie is out today because she lost her dog pup overnight. So you got Jim Ward and Chris Lavoie filling in. We'll
barely holding it together.
Oh, God. Save us. We'll be taking more of your calls on torture. The torture memos, right after this, right here on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh my God, I am already having a fantastic time.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hey.
You're listening to the Stephanie Miller Show. Without Stephanie, Stephanie is taking care of some family business. Her dog Puff passed away overnight. So Jim Ward and Chris Lavoie are filling in, holding down the fort and whatnot. If you'd like to do something in Puff's memory, we have a link to the ASPCA right there front and center on the homepage of StephanieMiller.com. And become a guardian, won't you? And if you're in the Los Angeles area, be sure and join Steph at the ASPCA dog walk this Saturday at Venice Beach. And we have more information about that also at StephanieMiller.com.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about torture here, torture memos, and what should be done about those who authorized torture.
And call 1-800-STEPH-12 if you want to join the conversation.
Hey, you committed the number to memory.
Hey, how about that?
Look at you.
4.5 years. Randall in Buffalo, Stephanie's hometown, has something to say about this whole torture.
That's just
Michigan.
Up the transit from
Lackport there, up on the thing up there.
Yeah, that's right. hey, love you, Mooks, and sorry about Steph's dog. Thank you. And listen, a couple, 3 points. Dick Cheney used false information gained from, who was it, Massawi or whatever, to say that, you know, Iraqi officials met in Czechoslovakia in Prague.
Right.
That's right.
He used that false information knowing that it was later, you know, he knew it then, I'm sure, but it was later found out to be completely false.
Oh, yeah. Well, the FBI knew that.
He gained it from torture, right. The FBI knew it.
Yeah, he knew that Otto was in Virginia at the time.
Yeah, he was caught in a lie. And here's that audio. Hold on a second.
You would have said in the past that it was, quote, pretty well confirmed.
No, I never said that.
Okay.
It's absolutely not. What I said was the Czech intelligence service reported after 9/11 that Otto had been in Prague on April 9th of 2001, where he allegedly met with an Iraqi intelligence official. We have never been able to confirm that, nor have we been able to knock it down. It's been pretty well confirmed that he did go to Prague and he did meet with a senior official of the Iraqi intelligence service in Czechoslovakia last April.
Is that what you were referring to, Randall?
Yes. Yes, and to me that is a direct lie that directly led to the Iraq War.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That was a piece of their thing.
Yeah, Cheney's quite an interesting character. You know, he was one of the people, along with Rumsfeld, who were looking for a permanent Republican majority as far back as the Ford administration.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's why it sounds like fascism, because of the way that they were going about things, you know, destroying the middle class, wrecking the economy, you know, making people dependent on them, getting rid of intellectuals and, you know, making wealthy people more wealthy.
He must have read the shock doctrine by Naomi Klein.
Very dictatorial. Now, listen, Halliburton in 2002, their prospectus to investors said that the Iraq War will be a great growth opportunity.
Uh-huh.
Remember, talking about war profiteering, my God.
War is good for business.
They were planning on it.
Yep.
But, you know, one last question. I've always wondered, we're not friends with Syria, so how was it that we could take some of our some of the people that we renditioned and, you know, some of these people that we tore, you know, we sent them to Syria and Egypt and things like that so they'd be tortured there. I thought we're not on friendly relations with Syria, so how could we send people there and ask them to torture them for it?
Very good point.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I guess we're friends with them when it comes to torture, but in no other respect.
That's freaking weird.
Yeah,
that's
weird. I hadn't thought about that, but you're absolutely right.
Those black prison sites haven't even been touched yet by this current administration and the Justice Department.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah, they can only do so much at once. They do a lot at once,
no doubt.
All right, Randall, thanks for your call.
Thank you. Bye.
I just got an email from listener Matthews in St. Paul, and he said the 17,000 troop buildup in Afghanistan, I believe, actually and always was intended for the current situation in Pakistan.
Oh.
But Obama couldn't advertise
that
way.
Interesting.
Yeah, he said that's another instance of Obama's wisdom.
Yep.
That is entirely
just
possible,
Matthews.
Just what
I was talking about. Yeah, he's thinking three moves ahead.
Absolutely.
I hope that's true.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because something needs to be done about Pakistan.
Yeah, boy.
What a mess.
Yeah.
What a friggin' mess.
And I wish Benazir Bhutto had not gone home.
Yeah.
I kind of predicted that would not end well.
Oh, boy. Yeah, of course, she was assassinated.
Yeah. Let's see. Who we got here? Bill from Ann Arbor, Michigan. Where are you? Number 3 here.
There he is.
There he is. Okay, I'm still learning the phone system. Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
I'm a Vietnam-era veteran. I was primarily stationed here in the States, but I did wind up spending about 8 months over in Thailand. That was quite interesting, interesting country out there. Anyway, my comment was about all this torture, and my comment was, well, they must have been really successful as far as keeping away those Nazi alien UFOs, and of course we haven't been hit by any hostile icebergs recently.
Right.
Either,
yeah.
So,
and
so,
no giant lizards have emerged from the Sea of Japan to attack Tokyo. So I guess now the torture is working.
Doing a good job.
Yeah. Good point. Thanks for your call.
Yeah,
they're trying to prove a negative. Well, look, we haven't been attacked. Ergo, torture works and is good, and we should do more of it.
No ergo pa.
Hmm?
I don't know.
That's not Latin. Pig Latin, maybe. No.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's also very interesting that Cheney was one of the people who had their name on the project for the New American Century.
Mm-hmm.
Where they. Yes, where they eventually, they literally called for a, how do they phrase it? A catastrophic, catalyzing Pearl Harbor-like event. And then, once they had that, they could use people's fear of another attack to justify just about anything, like, for example, destroying the Fourth Amendment or starting a totally illegal, unnecessary war. And, well, a year later, they got it. There's more to be gleaned from that. The 9/11 Commission did the best they could under the circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
But they weren't getting all the information, clearly. One thing that they were very concerned about was how exactly did they even get through in the first place? The coordination between NORAD and the FAA, for example. Mm-hmm. They still have a lot of questions about that. Hopefully that'll be addressed someday, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And hopefully, we could address the Patriot Act as well.
Yeah.
That, that bastard needs to be repealed.
Which is directly connected to the anthrax attacks against... Democratic senators. Mm-hmm. It was Daschle and was it Leahy?
I
forget who it was. Yeah. Anyway, but the people who were charged with actually reviewing the Patriot Act to see if it was anything worth voting for, their review of it was stopped because their offices had to be evacuated because of the anthrax threat, which turned out to be a domestic threat. It turned out it was spores from I believe it was Fort Dix. I think where it was definitely a local source of anthrax. So there's something else that needs to be looked into, and I'm hoping that. Eric Holder's got a lot. He has a lot
on his
plate.
Yes, he does.
Let's see here. Eric in D.C. wants to talk about Saddam and the Al Qaeda connection,
of which there really was none.
No.
Hi, Eric. How you doing? You're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah, I'm sorry about Stephanie's dog. I know what it's like to lose a close pet, and my sympathy goes to her, but thanks for being there today. Hey, I had a couple of points about the torture memos and what was going on. Number one was, and this is not even talked a lot about by Democrats or people on the left, what about the torture of those who were innocent?
Yes.
We had about, I think, 80-90% of the ones in Guantanamo and probably elsewhere who were totally innocent.
Mm-hmm.
They were there simply because there was a reward the U.S. offered for people to turn in supposed terrorists. And that's never even talked about much, and I think that's something that's really important. If you even believe in torture, do you believe torturing innocent people is okay?
Well, apparently the Bush administration did. They must have been aware that these people were not guilty of anything. After years of being incarcerated and not being charged with anything, that's pretty obvious. But I just don't think they cared.
They wanted
the false information. They just wanted to get them to say there was a connection between Saddam and Al-Qaeda.
Well, and that's the other point I was going to make, too, was it's becoming more and more apparent that the torture was not necessarily to get the truth out in any measure, but to try to link the connection, as you mentioned, between Saddam Hussein and Al-Qaeda, and if they didn't confess it, they'd keep torturing them, and then eventually probably confessed it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's just unbelievable. You lie about a war, you lie about the reasons for getting in there, and you know it's a lie, and then you capture people and torture them to try to prove the lie. It's
quite a satanic stew that was brewing there in the Bush administration.
It is unbelievable. One more quick point I just wanted to make. I watched Chris Matthews last night with Senator Anson, I think it is, from Nevada, the right-wing loony from Nevada. And I just wanted to make a point. I'm really tired of the right-wing and the Republicans calling it Democrat ideas. Democrat. That is an insult. I'm sick and tired of it. It's time for us to say something. We need to make up a name. I hope your listeners can get a name for the Republicans. We can call them until they stop.
Republican. Netherlands, I think, works for me.
That's Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks for your call.
All right, you're listening to the Stephanie Miller Show. It's Jim Ward and Chris Lavoie filling in for Stephanie Miller. We have comedian Michael McDonald coming up next hour and Representative Jan Schakowsky. Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Right now,
you are listening to the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie is not here today because her beloved dog Puff passed away overnight, and so you got me, Chris Lavoie, and you, Jim Ward.
Who are you talking about?
filling in for Stephanie while she takes care of some family business. If you'd like to do something in Puff's memory, we have a link up at the live blog section of stephaniemiller.com right there, front and center on the homepage, to the ASPCA. You can become a guardian for the ASPCA. And please,
which is a good idea anyway.
Please consider doing that in Puff's memory. Also, coming up later on this hour, we have comedian Michael McDonald, who's going to be appearing live at the Improv, and we'll tell you when, where, why, and
I love his work
with
the Doobie Brothers.
What a fool will he?
No, not that.
Not that. No.
Okay.
This one is
the other one.
The guy who played Stewart on Mad TV.
Mm-hmm.
And he also goes to Steph's and my B Celebrity.
Oh, that's right.
So,
Don't tell him.
And also, earlier this morning, we talked to Representative Jan Schakowsky from the great state of Illinois about the torture memo controversy, and we're going to be playing that a little bit later on this hour. So be sure and tune in for that. But right now, going back to the phones here, talking about torture.
Speaking about torture, Diane in Orange County was at the Chapman University debate where John Yoo. Bastard was debating. I would love to hear what went on there.
Yeah.
Hi, Diane.
Hey, hi. Well, first of all, he lost.
Oh, really?
Good.
Remind us who John Yoo was again.
Okay. Well, John Yoo was one of the co-authors of the torture memo.
Right. Okay. Former official in the Justice Department. The then ironically named Department of Justice.
Yes, ironically. anyway, his team, Yoo and Eastman, who's the dean of the law school there, were on the defense of the entire debate, it appeared. And any point that they made at all might be that you could be excused under the circumstances for a hasty decision following 9/11. The Dahmer-Rosenthal team were very well received and very succinct in their presentation. But, you know, one thing about you is he's very personable. And I really have to, I think we have to watch here for the banality of evil.
Yes, exactly.
And I am concerned that Stephanie Miller had John Zelikow, what's his name, Philip Zelikow, on her show the other night, and he appeared to be...
I think you meant Rachel.
Rachel Maddow, not Stephanie Miller.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm nervous.
That's okay.
It's easy to confuse them.
I'm afraid I'm going to get cut off before...
No, we're nervous too, so we're all in this together.
So, you know, we need to remember who he is, and that... he, you know, his thesis in college was on creating and sustaining public myth, whether it was true or not.
Right. The big lie theory.
The big lie theory. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of the information that was used in the 9/11 memos, or the 9/11, commission, were, evidence extracted through torture.
Mm-hmm.
And the commission members were, they asked if they could see people that were being, or the suspects, and they were not allowed to. Everything was third hand. And over at George Washington blog, he really lays it out very clearly if anybody wants to go there and read his blog. But, you know, and there was a tremendous amount of information that wasn't even allowed in the report. The whole report was based on a preconceived story or myth that they wanted to put out to justify this unending war, basically.
Right. Exactly.
And, you know, I think the one thing I came away with was they went back to 9/11, 9/11, 9/11. Mm-hmm. That was their whole excuse for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, I'm a little bit annoyed at what little progressive radio we have, because they will not allow us to have a serious discussion about the anomalies around 9/11.
Yeah,
I think we're in really deep trouble if we don't do that. And there's, you know, I'm sure you
believe
know.
Me, Jim would do.
Jim, I know.
I could do 3 hours on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
Email, Jim, I sent you an email about this, but, you know, now we know that there's a paper that's been established with 9 international scientists who have, you know, found that there's unexploded nanothermite in the dust. I mean, that is forensic evidence.
Yes.
And they, if you go to Firefighters for 9/11 Truth, they tell you there that they always, that's part of the, automatically they would test for something, for explosives in that situation. So please, I am begging Stephanie and whoever is willing to, just without yelling at people and calling them names, allow people, you know, invite Richard Gage on to discuss the architect, you know, who graduated from USC, her alumni, School of Architecture.
People on the other side are always saying that, well, of course buildings fall directly into their own footprint at free fall speed without it being a controlled demolition. It happens all the time. Show me one. Let me see one.
Exactly.
No one has shown me any film of any building collapsing that way.
Exactly. You know, I mean, this isn't a left-right situation. I have friends that I've made now on the right who feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all love our country, but it is such, to me, those people are giving us an opportunity to really see how far this country has fallen. If we would just open our eyes and look.
But
anyway, you gave me a lot of time. I really appreciate
sure.
it.
Sure. Aw, you're welcome.
I'm so nervous.
Yeah. You did great. Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Thank you.
Thanks,
George
Diane.
Washington blog. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Thanks, Diane.
Yeah. The thing about it actually would have been reasonable to put explosives in those buildings in case they were attacked again, as they were in 1993, because it would be disastrous for those gigantic towers to fall over sideways
sure.
and take out
all of
lower Manhattan.
Yeah.
But it would be good to wait till the people are actually out of the building before you do that. I've yet to see a building that collapsed that way that wasn't intentionally demolished. So I'm just saying. Anyway,
let's. What do you say we check some news that's going on in Hollywood?
Yes.
Wow.
What do we call this? Tinsel talk.
Yes.
There's no business like show business.
It's time for Tinsel talk.
Woo!
Let's find out what's going on in Hollywood with Stephanie.
Actually, it was not exactly Hollywood. It was Britain's Got Talent. So.
Yeah, close enough.
Simon Cowell has been to Hollywood.
Okay. Have you seen that video of Susan Boyle, that Britain's Got Talent contestant?
Yeah. It's.
Did you cry?
I almost.
You? Yes. I mean, it's.
No,
really...
I had something in my eye.
Oh, okay.
I had to go. I was sneezing.
That's right. Well, she's admitted that she needs a new look after seeing herself on Britain's Got Talent. The Scot became an overnight sensation after footage of her singing on Britain's Got Talent attracted more than 100 million hits on YouTube.
Wow.
She said, quote, I will need to sort out my dress sense and my weight. It wasn't until I saw myself on TV that I realized just how frumpy I was.
Oh,
bless her heart.
And who sort it out.
And who do we have?
We have the Department of No... Sherlock.
Okay, great.
We here at the Department of No... Sherlock pride ourselves on ferreting out items and events of staggering obviousness no matter where they occur. So when Susan Boyd announced that she was in need of a makeover after seeing herself on Britain's Got Talent, we mobilized the special Gee Ya Think squad. Miss Boyd sings like an angel with a voice that would thaw the heart of Dick Cheney. Or at least keep him from shooting her in the face. But what good does a love ballad do when it's sung from under a bramble patch that would rip Sean Connery's yam sack entirely free from his body?
Oh.
Well, she scots, you know, so I had to bring in Sean Connery.
Yeah, she has eyebrows.
That's right. No disrespect, I'm down stuck in Scotland now. No disrespect, but Ray Charles would find it so stupefyingly, glaringly evident that your homeliness is as plain as the face on your face. Although by saying so I jeopardize my job, it doesn't take a government report for people to be acutely aware that you've got eyebrows like the hedgerows in the French countryside, a complexion like a medium-rare prime rib, and a fashion sense that rivals Ma Kettle. It is also utterly manifest that when you alter your visage to the point where you don't have to sing from behind a photo cut out of Quasimodo, you'll be beating off the men.
Bless her heart.
Let me rephrase that. Beating off the men with a stick.
Yes.
That's what I meant to say. Susan, as you climb the ladder of success, keep some tried and true facts in mind. First, never doubt that a rotational lift will avoid the accumulation of bryophytic vegetation.
Rolling Stone. A Rolling Stone gathers no moss.
There you go. Or that sanitation abuts divinity.
Cleanliness is next to godliness.
Yes. Or that just as elasmobranch sea creatures defecate aquatically,
be like skates and, you know, cartilaginous fish.
Oh,
anyway,
okay.
Just as they defecate aquatically, Ursine mammals will forever continue to evacuate their bowels in sylvan environments.
Thank you. All right.
Bears, woods, you know.
Crap. I suppose.
All right. That's it for Tinsel Talk. Truncated version, because we're driving the train here today.
Exactly. We don't know what the hell we're doing.
Actually, you don't really drive a train. You just hope the brakes don't go out. That's pretty much it.
If they want more Jim Ward Falderal.
Oh, yes. Jim Ward's apocryphal but true. There's a tile ad at the Stephen Miller website, stephenmiller.com, and there's new material.
Brand new material?
Brand new it's news to us. We've got a new feature called Holy Guacamole, a little religious corner. And
I hear you work quite blue.
Well, there's a queen confessional sort of thing. I've forgotten completely what we call it now. But it's filthy. It's really, really
so
dirty.
You want to check out...
Don't let the kids see.
Yeah, voicedeity.com.
Not suitable for work.
No.
Yes.
All right, going back to torture memos. Let's take another phone call.
Let's see. Wow, we got a lot of them.
Yeah, we do. let's take Chris in Phoenix.
Okay.
Chris, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Jim and Chris.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, couple things on a couple points. And I realize the Obama administration has opened the door for investigation, but the initial stance was let's look forward and not backward and not bog down the system, etc. Well, you know what? I'd like to be able to commit a crime and tell the state of Arizona, hey, you know what?
Don't look backward.
Let's look forward and let's not look backward, and we don't want to bog down the court system with the case and get a free pass.
Right. So, let's look forward to when I won't be committing any more crimes.
And yeah, exactly. And the second point is on these teabagging parties. Where were these teabaggers when Mr. Bush was borrowing $2.2 trillion and spending it into a depression?
Absolutely. That proves that these were anti-Obama teabagging rallies.
Right.
And nothing more, sponsored by nothing Fox less. News. Exactly. And by, you know, people like Dick Armey.
Yeah, the appropriately named Dick Armey in this case. But all right, thanks for your call. It's just so incredibly transparent. And suddenly now they're worried about deficits, whereas before the sky was the limit for the Bush administration.
Yep.
But now that Obama's actually trying to fix the mess that George Bush left him.
Oh, taxes.
You have to pay taxes. Oh, my God.
Expanded government.
Yeah, we're returning to the days of the Reagan administration. That thing
Boy,
is commie.
Boy, that's awful.
Let's see what Kim in San Francisco has to say about all this.
Hey Kim. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Jim
and Chris. How's my
hometown? Now, listen to me. The important thing is that I heard you say you were nervous, too. And I'm going to tell you, in all honesty, you each one of you, Jim, Chris, Rebecca, and the woman herself, are all integral to the success of the show. And anytime one of you are missing, it's just a little bit off.
Yeah, thanks.
Please, I'm not kidding. And just as a devoted listener, I can tell you, when one of you is missing, it's not the same. So you guys are doing great.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. We're doing what we can.
I love you. So anyway, here's why I called. I'm a little nervous at how passive we as the American public have become, and I honestly believe it has something to do with the entertainment industry, that we're so distracted by it that we don't get down to what we need to do.
Obama, Britney's wearing panties? What? Huh? Hey!
Right, Lindsay, et cetera, et
cetera. Susan Boyle's getting a makeover? What?
Huh?
Susan
Boyle?
So let me tell you something. I honestly feel as compared to more of my generation of 70s, where we got out there and marched over, you know, just damn near anything. I think we need to. Obama has shown, and he is exactly what he said he would be. He is a compromiser. He is a negotiator. He is cerebral. The problem is the things like torture that are just plainly unacceptable to all of us. The things like the economy, which needs to be explained, and the public needs to be educated at how badly this will hurt us for many, many years to come. We need to force this. It comes from the bottom. Change comes from the bottom up, you guys, not from the top down. Will Geithner and Wall Street will not change unless we demand it, and we're not demanding it. Somebody needs to organize.
That's true.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely. We need to go back to the days of the 60s and 70s.
Oh, 70s, please.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Hey, love you, boys.
You're
thanks,
playing
Kim.
With Barbies in the yeah. 60s. Right?
Thanks, Kim. We appreciate your call. All right, 1-800-STEPH-12 is the telephone number if you'd like to talk to us about torture memos or even about Pakistan or... if you have a conspiracy question for Jim.
Mm.
Yes. Remember, we got comedian Michael McDonald coming up in about 10 minutes, so please stay tuned for that. Otherwise, give us a call, 1-800-STEPH-12. You're listening to The Stephanie Miller Show.
That's the smartest thing I've ever heard anyone say about anything.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Listening to the Stephanie Miller Show, 1-800-STEPH-12 is the telephone number. Obviously, Stephanie is not here today, so you got Jim Ward and Chris Lavoie. Steph had a death in the family overnight. Her dog Puff passed away. So if you'd like to do something in Puff's memory, please consider donating to the ASPCA or even to Gentle Giants Rescue. We have a link to the ASPCA in the live blog section right there front and center on the homepage of stephaniemiller.com. Comedian Michael McDonald, formerly of Mad TV,
yay,
is going to be joining us in just a few minutes here. But until then, we still have more talk about torture to do.
Mm-hmm. Lots of it. Let's see. How about, let's talk to Rick in Chicago. Hey, how you doing there, Rick?
Good morning, or afternoon, I don't know.
For you, it's an afternoon, yeah.
First of all, Chris, I have a small compliment, I guess.
Oh.
I compliment you on your ability to know who's calling on your celebrity line while the phone is still ringing.
While the phone is, what do you mean?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, well, who is it, Chris? And then you answer who it is while it's still ringing.
Oh, yeah.
He's psychic.
Time. Yes, I am psychic.
He's bending spoons right now as we speak. It's amazing.
Wait,
to
which is what? Never mind. That's another thing. Anyway, thanks. Dick Cheney's comments on people being prosecuted for a difference in interrogation policies is what he had said. And as far as I understand policies to be, aren't policies like written down somewhere? Can we see what these policies are?
Yeah.
There's a difference in them?
They should be written down. If they had any sense of governing whatsoever, they should have written down their policies. Absolutely.
It's in the back of the cocktail.
There should be a difference. If you are following policies, then everything is good. If we have a disagreement with what the policies are, then they need to be changed and voted on, et cetera, et cetera. But if you're doing something that's not a policy, it's illegal.
Right. And I'd also like to see all this evidence he has that torture actually works. He claims to be sitting on this mountain of evidence. Well, let's see it. That'd be kind of important.
Spoons too.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Thanks.
And one more comment.
Yes.
I'm sorry. On President Obama's flip-flop, I don't even like using that term because flip-flop is like a fish flipping over for no reason. He flipped. He didn't flip-flop. He just changed his mind based on intelligence,
right,
no information.
Right. And that's what presidents are supposed to do.
Exactly. And if more information comes out, more intelligence comes out in the opposite direction, he should change his mind again and again based on intelligence, not based on popular opinion.
Right. That was President Bush's problem. He was way too rigid in every single one of his ideas. He couldn't. He couldn't bend with circumstances as they warranted.
Right.
Exactly.
Actual information.
Yep.
Wasn't getting through his thick skull, as they say.
Well, you know what? We got to go because we're about ready to hit a hard break here, and we got comedian Michael McDonald, formerly of Mad TV, coming up here on the Celebrity Hot Line, so stay tuned for that. You're listening to The Stephanie Miller Show with Jim and Chris filling in for Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
You know, I was asked to star in a porno once, but I couldn't, because, you know, most of my body is less than 18 years old.
Oh, good Lord. You're listening to the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie is not here today because she had a She had a death in the family last night. Her beloved dog, Puff, passed away overnight. So if you'd like to do something in Puff's memory, please visit the ASPCA website and consider becoming a guardian. We have a link to it right there front and center on the homepage of StephanieMiller.com. And if you're here in the Los Angeles area, consider walking with Steph during the ASPCA dog walk at Venice Beach this coming Saturday. And there's also a link to that at StephanieMiller.com.
Watch out for the guy in roller skates with the electric guitar and the turban. I think he's still down there.
Or the guy with the pogo stick. I was down in Venice on Friday, and there was a guy doing backflips on pogo sticks.
Wow.
I'm like, damn.
Wow. I got to get down there more often. Like, you know, more than 10 years apart.
Exactly. And if you're also looking for something else to do this coming Saturday, here's someone on the phone who can tell us what to do on Saturday.
Well, that's...
It's comedian Michael McDonald who's going to be appearing at the Improv on Saturday. How you doing, Michael?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on?
Nothing much. I'm just, you know, watching really trashy TV.
Like what kind of TV?
Well, I'm a little fixated on the Craigslist killer story.
Yes. And they caught the guy, and he looks like an average college student.
I know, which is perfect, because that way everybody can just be uneasy.
Yes.
Don't you hate it when the killer looks like a killer?
Yeah. Really, honestly, who orders a masseuse off of Craigslist?
I don't know. I get mine.
Nobody I know.
No.
What? What are you implying?
I live in a neighborhood where most people are masseurs. So you just put it out to your neighbors.
Yeah, exactly. What other kind of trashy TV are you getting into, Michael?
Well, on a related topic, let's talk about the ShamWow guy.
Oh, yeah. ShamWhoops, yep.
The ShamWow guy who has that infomercial where he has, and this isn't even a joke. I mean, God is the best writer, right? He has that thing where he has the towel that picks up stains.
ShamWow.
The ShamWow.
Get one for the house, one for the shower,
yeah.
One for the car, one for the boat.
And the crime scene photos of him beating up a prostitute in a hotel room are just, it needs a lot of ShamWow.
It does.
It picks up blood from the carpet, broken teeth.
Yeah, better than the competitors.
The Germans always make good stuff for cleaning up blood.
Yes, they do, don't they?
Oh, my God.
How are you guys doing this morning?
All things considered.
We're trying to hold down the fort while Stephanie is away. So
I know. I heard the sad news. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Will you tell her I'm thinking of her?
I certainly will.
So what else? If we decide to go to the Improv this coming Saturday in Hollywood, California, of which there's a link right there at StephanieMiller.com.
Oh, thank you for that, boys.
You're welcome.
Another coincidence.
What can we expect to see? On stage from you.
I definitely, I love to talk about anything that's going on, you know, in TV, pop culture, the news. I give a little bit of, I try to explain myself a little bit.
Right.
For my existence so far. I kind of go back and talk about what it was like growing up. I grew up in Orange County.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
And a lot of fun local humor, you know.
Yeah.
And, but also, I have to say one more thing, only because I just walked past my TV. Have you guys heard of this show called I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant?
Yes, it's on like Discovery Health or something like that.
TLC.
Oh, TLC, frankly. Okay, yes.
And, and the title alone kind of says, watch it. What do you mean you didn't know you're pregnant?
Is this the one where, girls are giving birth at the prom or something like that, and they didn't know they were...
You would wish it was that easy to explain.
Kind of says crystal meth to me. I don't know.
First of all, you would think, I didn't know I was pregnant. Oh, so there was a woman who didn't know she was pregnant. But they have, it's an hour packed with several women who didn't know they were pregnant. It's not like a one-time thing.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Where did they find these? It happens a lot more often than you'd expect, huh?
Apparently, this country is filled with women who didn't know they were pregnant. Because they have it's not a show. It's not a special.
Right.
It's a series.
I'm guessing some of these women are a little hefty. So that
there's a lot of I would say that's one of the common...
Yeah.
Common threads, yes.
So I guess that helps. I mean, it wasn't, Miss California from Teen USA didn't know she was pregnant. But, so that... Intervention, another goodie.
You know what? I can't watch Intervention without feeling like I need a shower afterwards.
I know what you mean. I personally like to watch it when I'm feeling bad about myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's what I call a little pick-me-up. Can you guys hear the trash can?
I can.
Sorry, I'm outside.
Because, no, that's okay.
I don't know why I am. I guess I just like to see what's happening to the garbage men. They just did a fantastic job.
Oh, good for them. We applaud the garbage men of Los Angeles. Now, did you see that Intervention with the girl with the that was huffing?
Yeah, with the computer cleaner.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my God.
That one's really good. What I like, too, about that show, because let's face it, and I know why you feel dirty about yourself, It's a TV show.
Yeah.
And just like on Grey's Anatomy by season 4, they're like, how do we up the ante?
Right.
How do we gotta top ourselves? And with Intervention, I think the producers are saying that to themselves, like, we can't just have some boring old alcoholism case. We've gotta up
or
the ante.
Gambling addiction, you know. Yeah. That was the first season.
Yeah, now it's like
necrophiliacs.
Yeah. We found a girl who sniffs her computer cleaner and can levitate. You know, like,
and bends spoons.
Yeah, it's season 4 is a little crazy.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I need to catch up with that show again.
I know. I'm not even, I wish I was on the payroll. I'm doing all this free press for all these shows.
Yeah, for TLC and for A&E.
You should be a publicist. Yeah,
but for those who don't have a TV on Saturday night, they might want to come down to the Improv.
That's right. That's right. Now, can people also go to improv.com if they would like to get tickets?
Well, you know, I like it when somebody asks that question. The answer is yes, they can go to improv.com.
And we also have a link to the Improv and to Michael McDonald at stephaniemiller.com. Michael, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
The pleasure was mine.
All right. And both Steph and I will be seeing you at the Bee Celebrity Gym.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
I'll talk to you guys then.
Okay. Thanks, Michael. Bye-bye. All right. 1-800-STEPH-12 is the telephone number. I had a little funny visit with Michael McDonald there, but let's go back to some serious stuff with the torture memos. We have some people on the line. Who do you want to go to first, Jim?
Let's see. How about David in Seattle? It's apparently, let's see what he has to say. Hey, David, how you doing?
Hi, you guys. Hey, newsflash to these phony neocons out there that keep apologizing for Bush's torture policies. We were never not safe. And these interrogation tactics, all the torture that's been going on, didn't deter another 9/11 attack because it was an inside job, for starters.
Well, yeah, there's that.
And the Iraq War was based on lies. Everything about the Bush administration was based on lies and propaganda and distortions and everything.
And the real horrible part is that having tortured a lot of innocent people who had nothing to do with any of the stuff before, now that we've released them, they might very well be terrorists. That we've given them a reason to hate this country.
Exactly. And with General Janice Karpinski that was speaking on the tube last night.
Yeah, she was great.
She's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that... is this continues to snowball in a good way.
Yeah, and they seem to have no problem with snapping up the little guys, Linda England and Grainer, but the people who actually devised the policy get a free pass.
And I'm just so sick and tired of hearing these Republicans and neocons saying that we were
kept safe
because of Bush's policy. It just drives me up the wall and backwards.
And it should drive any real American up the wall and backwards.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Hey, since we're talking about 9/11, let's talk to Jason in Albuquerque.
Hey, Jason, how you doing? You're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi, guys. I appreciate you guys picking up the slack on the show today.
Oh, we're doing what we can.
I'm quite honestly a little bit surprised because I didn't expect you guys to be as funny, and I've been rolling all morning long.
Oh, good. So, oh, really?
Okay. I think you're missing that link, and you're not. You guys are great. So,
oh, thank you.
Jim, you and I are on the same page, amigo. I'm a conservative. I'm a lifelong Republican who gave up on my party September 12th, 2001. And I saw the writing on the wall, and basically I would like to ask these questions. Where is Mahmoud Ahmed, a key critical figure in all of this? He was the money man, and nobody has talked about him ever since it was found out that he was meeting with George Tenet the day of the September 11th.
Follow the
nobody
money,
really
as they
wants
say.
To talk to, nobody really wants to talk about him. Second is, pancake theory, I'm with you, doesn't fly. It takes a lot longer with a pancake.
pancake falling down, and no pancake, no building that has fallen down with pancake has ever fallen down on its own footprint.
Well, yes, it implies that you get a stack of pancakes at the bottom, which is exactly what you get. The floors collapse onto each other.
Fall.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
You would not see it at free fall speed.
Right.
And I don't even like to get into the science of September 11th because these people think they're so on top of it, but their own demolitions expert that debunked all of us, the people that don't believe necessarily that they told us the truth, a guy named Jawinko out of Sweden or Switzerland or somewhere like that, they caught him, and they got him to recant his statement.
Really?
Say definitively that Tower or Building 7 was absolutely a controlled demolition. There is no question about Building number 7. So if you get a chance, look up a guy named Jawinko. But yeah, keep talking about this, guys, because it changed all of our world. And until we get the truth out, we're going to live in this constant state of fear.
So right.
I just
the whole
really
point.
Appreciate the fact that you guys are willing to talk about it,
I'm
not some total wacko calling you guys with this stuff. Because the truth of the matter is that we were very much lied to. The 9/11, Max Cleland resigned from the 9/11 commission because he called it a joke.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a senator who believes the same thing we believe.
Yeah, exercise an ass covering has these things.
Exactly.
All right,
Jason.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Chris, for taking over.
Okay, thanks for your call, Jason. 1-800-STEPH-12 is the telephone number. We're going to be taking a break right now. You got Jim Ward and Chris Lavoie in for Stephanie. Stephanie's dealing with a loss in the family.
Yeah.
And coming up next, we've got Representative Jane Schakowsky from the great
Jan.
State of... Jan. Jan. Oh, Lord.
Jane, stop this crazy thing!
Representative Jan Schakowsky from the great state of Illinois. We talked to her early this morning, and you're going to hear from her next right here on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Holy crap!
We'll have more on these new developments after this.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie is not in today because she's taking care of some family business. Her dog, Puff, passed away overnight. So our thoughts go out to Stephanie and her family. And you got Jim Ward and Chris Lavoie in filling in for her. And if you'd like to do something in Puff's memory, please visit stephaniemiller.com. There's a link to the ASPCA right there, front and center on the homepage. This morning, Jim and I talked to
Jan Schakowsky.
Representative Jan Schakowsky from the great state of Illinois about the torture memos.
Representative Schakowsky.
Hi.
Hi, it's Jim Ward.
And Chris Lavoie here.
Hi.
Yeah, I suppose you heard that Stephanie's dog Puff passed away overnight.
I'm such a dog person. I feel terrible for her.
Yeah.
Was he old? Or
she was.
She was about 13 or 14.
Yeah. For a big dog. That's pretty old.
It was a great. Puff was a great Pyrenees.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I had a Great Dane who lasted to about 12.
The big
dogs don't stick around very long.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but we have some big doings going on in D.C. with these torture memos or enhanced interrogation memos.
It's really something, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they're still at it, you know, going around and saying that it's dangerous to stop torturing people.
Right.
And that we ought to continue torturing people. And, you know, it's as if torture is a policy choice. Like, should we torture? It's a good thing. You know, it's just to even have that conversation.
Well, of course, Dick Cheney is claiming that he's got this secret information, the stuff that shows that it actually did work and all the great useful information we got out of torturing. I'm thinking that's a load of BS.
You know, I think it is, but part of me says, and that's totally beside the point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we know that there are, it's possible, you know, if you're going to slam somebody continuously against a wall and put bugs in a casket-like box with that person.
Right.
You know, they might come up with something useful. That's not impossible. But we don't do that. And we have a long and proud history starting with George Washington, who said, don't torture the troops. But there's huge downsides, like the whole world hates us for doing that.
Right.
And we're total hypocrites for condemning other nations for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And that, why, you know, sometimes eating crumpets will get you information,
right,
too.
Exactly. Sure, absolutely.
You know? And actually, the FBI, who has the experts in doing standard interrogations that really work, you know, pulled out entirely from that torture interrogation program or the enhanced interrogation techniques. They wouldn't do it. They quit. They said, no way, we have nothing to do with this. And in the meantime, one of their best interrogators was actually getting a lot of information from Abu Zubaydah, one of the guys who was waterboarded, before he was whisked away by the CIA to a black site and tortured.
And what do you make of the picture seems to be emerging that they started torturing when they realized that their justification for the Iraq war was completely falling apart. So they wanted to, they didn't care so much that if the information they got was true, as long as they could point to that and say, aha, look, see, there's a connection between Saddam Hussein and Al-Qaeda, which is complete nonsense, as we all know.
Well, you know, I don't know. I think that there was inside the White House this paranoia about this, about these Islamic jihadists, and that, you know, these people were not, you know, the other, so not us that we could do this to them. You know, I don't know exactly where they were going with this. Certainly they wanted to prove that there was a ticking time bomb that justified these kinds of extreme measures, that if they didn't do that, we might be subject to another 9/11-like attack. This was before the war in Iraq that they started doing this. This was when we were, you know, in Afghanistan still. So, I think that they just re-engineered this this program that had been used to train our soldiers, called the I can't even remember what it stands for, the SEER program, said, you know, we're going to try and train our soldiers so that they will be able to withstand torture. Instead, they turned it into the torture program.
Reverse engineered it.
Yeah.
To go the other way. Yeah.
All right, that was a little bit of Representative Jan Schakowsky from Illinois. From earlier this morning here on the Stephanie Miller Show, if you'd like to hear the entire interview with Representative Jan Schakowsky, look in the audio widget on the left-hand side of stephaniemiller.com.
And meanwhile, I want to talk more about 9/11.
Of course you do.
I don't get a chance to do that very often. Boris in Orange County is talking about those FAA materials being destroyed. Hey, Boris, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. Yeah, it's always been a puzzle. Why would the government destroy all that evidence, all the routes the planes took, the conversations with the pilots, what they told the Air Force pilots?
Yeah, that's the crux of the whole thing. Where was the Air Force on that day?
Well, they were there, but it seems like all that material, all the tapes, everything related to flight plans were destroyed.
Right.
Why?
Well, because prior to that point, the Air Force always intercepted planes that went off the radar, went off course, and waited for presidential authorization to shoot them down if necessary. That day, that didn't happen. And part of the reason was they were conducting exercises that day, simulating the very thing that was actually happening, planes crashing into buildings. There was an exchange between one of the pilots and, I don't know if it was the FAA or NORAD, saying, is this real world or exercise? Well, that shouldn't have been an issue on that day. And I can't believe that that was coincidental. Keep in mind that while George Bush was crapping his pants down in Florida, Dick Cheney was down in the White House bunker, basically directing traffic. This is according to Norm Mineta's testimony to the 9/11 Commission.
Yeah, down there drinking his beer.
Yeah.
Okay, one other point regarding the torture.
Mm-hmm.
It worked so well, they had to torture this guy, 186 times?
Right.
Yeah, I wonder if the information they got the last time was any different than the first time.
Well, yeah, the thing is, they weren't interested in the truth, apparently. It seems that they wanted to find a justification for invading Iraq.
They wanted a reason to go to war with Iraq. Yeah, and they were going to torture someone until they got that reason.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
thanks for your...
just enjoy screwing with them. All right, guys.
Thanks, Boris. Do we have time for one more?
Yeah, we have time for one more quick one.
Right, since we're on the topic.
yeah, my
lunatics are running
system.
The asylum. David in San Francisco, my hometown.
Hey, greetings. You know, I was just going to add the dropping of Building 7, talking about destruction of evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't realize that Building 7 had the New York office of the CIA and the New York office of the FBI.
FBI, plus various storage of other things from New York. So to destroy the evidence lockers of the New York and, CIA and FBI, I mean, can you imagine the destruction of the evidence that, that was in Building 7?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. Sorry, I had to cut you off there, but we're running out of time here.
Already?
Yeah, it's not a conspiracy. All right, Steph should be back tomorrow, and please consider donating to the ASPCA in Puff's honor. There's a link to it right there, front and center, stephaniemiller.com. I'm Chris Lavoie. That's Jim Ward. We'll see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Bye.